Randed Podcast with Raffy and Chandra.
Welcome back to another episode of the Randed Podcast with Raffy and Chandra. Hooray!
Yay!
Okay,
this time with so... an improved internet connection from Bunbury. Thanks to my discretion here for a month. I think he fixed the Wi-Fi.
Yay!
Because I feel like I'm usually the brand that has to fix the internet, but I think thank you. So
after how many goes was it? Like 6 goes last time. I'm very glad that it's working. We might actually finally get some interviews done at some point now, because I've been stalling.
Yeah. Just took a full time network engineer to sort it out.
I won't even ask the details, because today we are doing part 2 of our 6 degrees of separation, called 6 degrees more, just so that we can close the loop about the random taxi guy, which we finally have an answer to. So stay tuned for that. No, I needed the you know, the
that other
guy.
Like the right one.
Yeah, I know. Do we have that sound effect? Anyway.
Your soundboard.
Now, I have brand new stories. We literally just spent the last 20 minutes trying to give Chandra some stories. I had to come up with like
Turns out we've learned that this whole 6 degrees of connection thing, it's not a real thing. There are some of us
okay, I've got
who
extra,
have a
extra,
nice hermit-like existence. So we've learned that there's 2 extremes. We were trying to come up with stories, and I was like, I should think hard about this. While we're thinking about some more stories for me, Rashi's already come up with like another 5 stories for me. And I'm like, yeah, nah. So what I did is I went to the middle of nowhere, and then there was no one. There was 0 degrees of connection.
Yeah, says the guy who was like meeting up with like random boats every second day. And the other thing is, my stories are from ages ago.
That requires memory. Anyway.
All right. So I'm going to start with 2. I'm going to start with 2, all right? The most recent one was I did a Swinburne Clinical Innovation course, and this was just to get to know the lingo of innovation and yada, yada, yada. If the whole Stanford thing works out, this will be like a good stepping stone. I've done design thinking then. Anyway, I rock up to...
Do you feel
the, oh, so I am design thinking all the time. It actually wasn't bad. It was kind of like stuff that I already knew, but it was just the structure of like, it's like, you know, like watching you do startup-y things. It's kind of like, I know all the pieces, but not the exactly the sequence. And this was kind of like a nice sequence. And
rubrics.
Yeah. So it was just, it's like having the rubrics and then going, you put it together like this. It's like having the Lego pieces and then actually having a plan as well. And it's like the known plan that everyone else plays along with, right? So it's kind of like, at least if you're in meetings and trying to coordinate it together, you can kind of follow along. Like, you've got a map now, right? And that was the whole point. Like, you know, it's 8 weeks. It wasn't going to be that intensive. But anyway, sign into class 1, and it's like a Zoom call, and I'm in theater because all the sessions were happening when I was in theater. I voted for after hours and no one else did. So, you know. Anyway, so they're doing the introductions, right? So... weirdly, 2 of the people had very bad English, but they were both Bengalis, so I could hear the chatter in between, like when they were talking amongst each other. And so I was like, okay, I'm sure if I actually explored it.
Okay, sure.
Well, like, you know, it was like a group thingy, like they were just talking to each other, saying, just put the button there, but it was in Bengali, right? Anyway, it was kind of like, I'm sure if I actually explored that further, I would find that they are actually somehow related to friend, like family, like they, that would have happened. But the weirder thing was that one of the other persons was like, I'm a clinician, I work at this hospital. And I was like, do you happen to know my wife? My wife's not. She's like, yeah. And so turns out it's like my wife's almost PhD supervisor, which it didn't end up happening, but yeah. And then on the second day, one of the guys that didn't rock up the first time around ended up signing in. And so he's introducing himself. I'm like, aren't you like one of my close friends' best friends? So yeah, so it turns out of a cohort, and there's only 6 or 7 people in the cohort, 2 of them had somehow direct links, right? and the other two, so like 50% of the cohort, right? If I actually went exploring the Bangladeshi Connect, I'm pretty sure my parents would go, oh, this one, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so's cousin, right?
They stole.
Okay, so during this, right, because it was like clinical innovation and startup, da-da-da, right? So they had like, oh, these people went through the previous cohorts and that's what they've done, right? So there was like one guy who did some gastroenterology project. Sorry, there was another one who started Juno Health or something. Didn't quite get it. But I was looking at the name and I'm like, I used to anesthetize for that person, right? Their co-founder is the husband of one of my other anesthetic friends, right? And the third startup they mentioned is done by a good friend of my wife's. So I'm like, this is weirdly 6 degrees for me, because it's like, I know half the people that you're mentioning at all given times. So yeah, that was my 6 degrees of not expecting it in a random clinical innovation course, but yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. Now, should I go with story number two, or did you want to put yours in?
Why was?
Okay, so this one was inspired by your random Facebook group stuff that you were trying to think of. So years and years ago, you know, like all the photography Facebook groups we were all part of, because, you know, you're like running the photography club and all that stuff, right? And there was a photographer who was doing like portrait sessions for cancer survivors. And anyways, he posted up this portrait, someone who'd had a mastectomy, da, 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 and it was like, oh, so-and-so. And I was like, that person looks really familiar, right? And then I was like, are you in Queensland, right? And the person responds going, yes, Rafsan, I'm your English teacher. So it was my English teacher who happened to have breast cancer, who happened to had a portrait session by some photographer who ended up on like a Facebook, photography group. And yeah, that was my English teacher. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Anyway, those are my first two. We are going to go with the random taxi dude from last time, which we'll do a recap of in a bit. Now your turn.
General episode. Wow, actually, so one of the things, probably the most random one that I've had so far was someone from a random Facebook server, an international one, happens to be connected to some work people here in Bunbury itself. So
okay.
With sailing, obviously you get some help, i.e. having other people on the boat. So it's good. So there's these groups where people want to jump on the boat and give you a hand and sail around for free. And then vice versa, there's boats that are looking for people who want to jump aboard and, you know, give us a hand. And so I posted up on one of those saying, hey, you know, doing this, looking for some skilled-ish kind of people who want to jump along at various times. And one of the people that messaged was from Australia. And everybody like messaged him and saying, interesting, let's try. And so reached out to them, and then turns out the timing didn't match up. But they actually were going to be in Bunbury or Margaretville down here. So went on the, just before I left the trip, caught up with them and caught up, had a chat. Turns out they were going to be actually getting onto another boat that's going to be leaving from Perth. And I was like, cool, no worries. Anyway, I didn't think much of it. Went to my trip, came back, and then one of the nurses that works at the clinic was like, oh, do you know this so-and-so boat? I'm like, oh, I know of them. I've never met them. I've chatted to
so-and-so
them a few times.
So-and-so
boat? This name is not so-and-so. I'm just saying the name of the boat. Those guys, I was like, oh, I've chatted to them. It turns out that's one of the really good friends of that nurse there.
And oh, wow.
The people that I met were friend and helping on that part. And one of the guys had just, they'd just done a crossing basically from Australia. I think they were going through, I don't know if they made it to South Africa yet or where they got to, but they were crossing the Indian Ocean. And so, yeah, that was a bit of a random connection from Facebook through the work.
Yay for Chandra's story.
Sam Vaughn.
I feel like that was, well, yeah, that was like, man, considering how much we had to coax that one out, it also needs
kind of hard to connect the group of sailing people to the group of medical people to the group of startup people. They tend to be separate bubbles.
Well, this is true. So I'm glad. Well, I mean, you know, like, you've actually had a fair few sailing ones, I think, but they just don't link back yet. I'm sure they will in the near future. Alrighty. Should I go for two more before the grand finale of the Taxi Dude?
All right.
I feel like I now have to explain the Taxi Dude. In case, so just for the short version of this is that if you like listen to the full version in the previous episode, which was like two or three episodes ago, but basically my old primary school best friend, so we're talking like 20 something years ago, this guy gets into an Uber in Brisbane and sees a funny strange name, and like, you know, when he's talking to the Uber driver, and he goes, oh, where are you from? And the guy goes, from Bangladesh. And all that my best friend says is, back when I was in primary school, one of my close friends was Bangladeshi. The guy turns around and knows my surname, knows exactly what I did, knows that I'm in Melbourne, knows that I'm a doctor. And we couldn't for about 6 weeks figure out how that was. So that's going to be the last story. But just, that's the quick summary of it. Should I go with so Sudeshan Shiva, you were asking about this one just before. So Chandra, you obviously have this new iScribe application that you're working on. So just for context, Chandra's like, I'm sure he was talking about his top secret project. This is what it was. It's like a dictation service AI buzzword. I'm sure it has blockchain, yeah, magic. Crypto, yeah,
it's big data, magic.
Yeah, magic beans, all the sorts. But anyway, so one of the things that I've been helping with is just trying to get people onboarded onto it and like the right customers for the service. So there's a surgeon I work with, his name's Shiva, and I was like, oh, here's a demo. And he's like, sign me up, you know, sign me up right now. But at the time, there was no pay now option on the website. So anyway, I was like, hey, look, one of our other friends is working on it, and you know, we'll like, he'll reach out and we'll take it from there, right? So our other friend is Nimesh. So turns out, whilst they were chatting, they realized that this guy, because he's Max Fax, right? So you do dentistry, then you do medicine. Actually went to med school with Sudesh, which is Nimesh's brother. Right, so now Shiva is like, basically it's his personal concierge to the service, is his old med school buddy, who supposedly is the brown Rob Lowe. Oh, that's what they used to call him. So he keeps on messaging me going, have you seen the brown Rob Lowe? I'm like, I don't know Sudesh, I've met him twice. I know Nimesh, his brother. Can I call him like Rob Lowe's brother? Like,
oh, that could be interesting.
Yeah, so that was my weird one. So now I literally get texts going, I just tell Rob Lowe, I said this, I'm like, but I don't know him. And know his brother.
I'll keep it in mind that that's his new name from now.
Yeah. And he keeps saying, just can you just call him like Brand Rob Lowe? He'll love it. I'm like, okay, sure. Next time I see him,
I'll change his name on the platform for you and send a screenshot.
So yeah, that's my other one. Yeah, your turn.
Well, actually, this one's from one of the recent ones. So for this project, I've been just chatting, reconnecting a little bit with the medtech startup sphere again, which I was kind of hoping, you know, yay, I'm on a boat, no more startups, and then oops, accidents happen. So reconnecting with the startup scene, and there was another startup that I think I chatted to them a little while ago, so just reach out to them to have a chat, because I'm always looking for more interesting people to join the team. Anyway, turns out after chatting to them, now that, you know, Nimesh, one of my other good friends, he's running the project. I mentioned his name as well. I was like, oh, yeah, he's sort of, I was like, oh, turns out, spoke to them, they're not medical people in the startup sphere. Turns out a lot of their friends know Nimesh through school, including like the husband of one of the other people that work there. I was like, oh, small world indeed.
Oh, actually, I just realized one thing.
So that was a slight connection between the tech and the med sphere.
So one loop from the last episode was I mentioned my high school friends coming, and one of them had moved to rural New South Wales, and the wife worked with the friend of one of my wives. The friend was Nimesh. So Nimesh is like the central 6 degrees guy who keeps coming up in all
well,
these
there you
stories.
Go. Maybe he's also like you. He's the center of these 6 degree things. I just like stay on the periphery of the 6 degrees and try to trim it if it ever tries to get sit. Too much around, like run away.
I have one more before the last one, which is the taxi dude, and that one is I had to give a reference for one of my old fellows, Lewis. Anyway, I'm chatting to the chief medical officer of this hospital, and anyway, did the reference, and then like he's like, and the entire time I'm like, the voice sounds oddly familiar. So I was like Googling the hospital name whilst she was talking and just trying to see who the staff were. And at the end of the conversation, I'm like, her name is Renee. And I'm like, Renee, are you the Renee that I used to call Rennie all the way through med school? And she was like, oh my God. And just like the penny dropped that, yeah, we were in the same year together, right? And it's just like been years and years and years. Like yeah, I'm not sure if you remember. Yeah, she was in our original year before the BMed size and whatnot. So yeah, she's like now the CMO of this country hospital. And the weird thing was that, you know, I was giving a reference for my fellow to get a job. And then we were just chatting and I was trying to be polite, like, you know, she's like, yeah, you should come and work here. And I was like, yeah, look, it'd be nice to get out of the city. It's like, it's too busy. I'd like prefer something more quiet. Anyway, I didn't think much of it. 2 hours later, Renee sends me a work contract to go work there. I'm like, do I just steal my fellow's job? Like, I don't actually want another job.
Well, this is what happens when your references are so good.
I mean, he was a great fellow. I was just like, give him the job. I don't need another one. But
you've got to collect them all. Collect all the jobs.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right, you got one more?
Well, yeah, so this one, thankfully, supply. But it's a mutual connection, so I didn't realize. But it turns out that, so my sister is also in the medical field, and it turns out that registrar is Raffi's cousin. I had no idea about this until about 20, 30 minutes ago. I was like, well, there you go. More random.
This is the one I have to supply. Because the thing is, we'll go out for dinner, or like if Chandra's in town, we'll catch up, and like my parents now know, like hang out independent of us with each other, with Chandra's parents.
They've got like a parental connect going.
Which makes it feel very primary school. We were just talking about this before. It's like, you know, primary school. Like, parents have to know each other because, you know, kids are young, they come there, someone's got to supervise. It doesn't usually happen when you're at uni plus, but somehow along the way, this has happened. But yeah, so like, the thing was that I think we were after dinner, like, I think this was like at a Japanese restaurant. And I'm not even sure you were here. You weren't even here. It was just your sister. It was like when they were staying by. And anyway, she was talking about the reg and she was stressed, and I was like, hang on, my cousin, I think, is like, oh, that's who I'm talking about. So I'm like, oh, there you go. Yeah. All right. The taxi dude one. So again, we were trying to figure it out, right? So after, my high school friend sent me the screenshot of, oh man, this is like almost a growing up Brown story on this one. So they sent me a screenshot of this guy, and just for context, it's like, it's just that circle of the profile picture, you know, and his name's Muhammad.
Yep.
And you go, okay, because, you know, that's such a distinct name, right? You know, so
Black hair.
Yeah, Well, no, he had a bushy beard. He looked like a Muhammad.
Beard?
with like a prayer hat on, which was great. I'm like, man, ooh, you can see okay. like this much of the face and then beard. And so mom was like, I don't know who this is. And I was like, oh, okay. Mom's the social one in the family. But then dad's usually like, that's it, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so's cousins, like husband's Billy Goat Minder or something, right? Like he kind of knows that. So I sent it to him. And wait, 2 weeks go by. Well, yeah, exactly. And he doesn't know. So I was like, whoa, this is an actual mystery. Because he's like, oh, they probably just made it up. I'm like, no. They knew. I have a brother. Your name. What I did for work. Where I grew. Like this is not like, oh, yeah, they've just picked someone else. This is like
story or a 6 degrees of connection story?
Well, okay, like you just go, okay, what are the chances of someone getting into a cab and that cab driver knowing me to that precision when I haven't even seen my friend? Well, right?
I mean,
cab driver, like, fine, brown, okay.
Yeah, cab driver is brown. You're brown.
So, in a different state, you know? Well, I mean, I suppose he's still in Queensland, but, you know. So then they were like, okay, we need to put it out to, you know, Curry Social Network. And so it escalated to my uncles, right? And then started to go further. So eventually one of my uncles put it together and they were like, oh, it's, and this is how weird it is. So years and years ago, because, you know, the moment you turn 18, parents suddenly go from like, you should just be studying to, you should just get married, in no time.
Why are you not married yet?
So. Supposedly, because they're like, oh, you met this guy. I'm like, I have never met this guy. I have no idea. It's like, oh, remember that time we went to Queensland together? I'm like, I have not gone to Queensland with you guys together, you know? So supposedly my parents went, and I had no idea about this until like literally when this came out, right? So they went, and my uncle, or somehow it was that this guy had a daughter who might have been eligible. So they ended up meeting at some restaurant in Brisbane. Right, this guy, like and the thing is, so they call him the ship captain because he should like you know, be a captain of a ship, but he's just recently retired and he got bored, so he started just driving Ubers for fun, like that guy, remember in Perth, like there was like that guy came by with like this massive,
just like, yeah, I just want to have fun. Just chat to,
yeah, there was like one guy like coffee. With this massive, you know, like GLC Merc, and I'm like, you clearly don't need to drive. He was like, ah, I was just bored. Yeah. Anyway, so he started doing that, right? But because, and he knew the full story because, you know, when you're brown and your parents are trying to essentially sell you off, they exchange bio data, right? So it's like every single connection, like, oh, my son, he grew up over here. He had a very good friend who was Australian. So, you know, he is integrated into society. And now he's doing medicine over here.
He's definitely not integrated into society.
No. And his brother is doing this, our surname in this. So that's why he had that much information. So I was like, that's an oddly detailed version of things to know. And it was because it was part of the sales pitch.
So what I'm hearing is, if anybody wants to do identity fraud, people just say, hello.
So there you go. That was the mystery of the taxi dude.
That feels like a hidden 6 degrees of connection.
That was that actually took effort, because most of the time, like, I've mentioned someone and my parents, like, I genuinely think if I got, oh, okay, random other sneaky connect thing, right? The you know, our friend that I work with today, the surgeon, right? The eye surgeon. So you remember I said the two Bangladeshi dudes in the course that I was doing, the first story? So one of them knows him. And was working with him during his research year.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely not like little loops. It's more like a cobweb of brown connects. But yeah. Whew. That's it for 6 degrees more. Did you have a favorite story? If so, let us know in like comments or DM us or. Just actually leave us a message, which we haven't actually had in a while.
We need to get some voicemails.
Yeah, And also, the Spotify Wrapped is just come out for podcasters as well as everyone else. So supposedly we're the top 10 for, I have it here. I just literally looked at it. I was about to send it to you, actually. Wait. There is a drum roll. Where's the drum roll? Is there a drum roll thing? Is that working? Drum roll.
There you go. Just pretend it's from myself.
Yeah, that's where is it? I did the screenshots. That's it. So we are in the top 10 for 43 people, to which I am like, wow. And supposedly we're like number one for 9 or 10 people, like of the podcast that they listen to. So sweet. I thought, like, you know, that's I was like, that's impressive considering how irregular we are with our podcast.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Yeah. And yeah, so just so that we can kind of, I mean, the year's not over. We'll probably do an end of year review one. But we're nearly at 2,000 total plays, and we're nearly at 50-something followers and listeners and stuff just on Spotify. So yeah, it's getting there. So again, if you're listening, thank you. You're probably, and also I showed you this last week. We somehow charted on the Apple podcast charts for Kenya for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I was just
that's all this. At Kenyan listeners.
Yeah. If you're listening from Kenya, like, send us a message. I don't know how we ended up there, but hey, we would love to know because that's as random as it gets. Yeah, so on that note, yeah. Like, subscribe, and yeah, actually leave us a review on
Sasa or
what?
Kenyan greeting.
Oh, yeah.
People in Kenya.
And anything else to add for this episode?
No, I look forward to a wrap up episode for the year, a bit of a summary.
Okay, yeah. All right. I can't believe 2024 is always already coming to a close. But until that episode, see you next time.
See you then.
Bye-bye now.